Hello, audio booze. This is Creme de la Weeks here, reporting live on my iPhone 4. I've been using the app today. It's my first day on this app. I'm really enjoying it right at the moment. I'm just listening to certain people, and I've come across some interesting topics and subjects and certain voice notes that I'm finding quite pleasing. Couldn't help noticing that I've punched in nearby, and I couldn't help noticing there's a lot of people from Lewisham and Bromley and, you know, Catford size, that, you know, use this device. So, you know, I've listened to a few of them, and it's quite funny. It's quite amusing to me, as to what you see in through your eyes, through your iPhone, you know, through your thoughts, what you see on your daily day-to-day basis. And, you know, I'm quite happy to say that, you know, I'm proud to be from Lewisham. Yeah. Proud to be from Lewisham. I could not go to a place in Kent and sleep and have a good sleep night, a nice good sleep. I need police sirens to set me to sleep. That's my mood, you know. That's like going to a Clarence spa and getting a nice treatment with the soothing music in the background. The police siren is my soothing music. I need that to make me go to sleep, okay? What happened? What was going on, you know, a couple of weeks ago? Lewisham people, what was going on a couple of weeks ago in Catford? I don't know what was going on. The police boarded off a certain part behind the town hall. Remember the town hall? Yeah, it was boarded off, and there was a lot of people going, and then, you know, there was a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter stating that, you know, the local drunk, known as Fritz, was, it caused, you know, a shootout in Catford. Now, I know Fritz's family. They used to live on my road, good neighbours of mine. And I can say to you that it would never be Fritz. Fritz is the type of person, yeah, when he's not drunk, he's the nicest person, yeah. But when he's, you know, when he does have a drink or two, yeah, he can be an arsehole sometimes, yeah. But he's harmless. There is no way in hell that this guy could cause so much havoc. There's no way in hell. He has not got the intelligence to do that, yeah? Apparently, you know, there's rumours going around that there was, you know, a big shootout, which there probably was, because obviously the police boarded it off. But, yeah, the story that I got was there was two dreadlock guys. They were fighting over a baby mother or something like that. That's what I heard. And I kind of believe that. That's the only story that's come out of it. And it's funny how it's nothing come on like London Tonight, or there's nothing come on, you know, the local paper to say what was going on. I didn't actually see anything. But if somebody saw, you know, got any information about this situation that happened a couple of weeks ago, please tell me, because, you know, I would like to know what's your intake about the whole situation and how, you know, the media covered it, because I personally didn't see anything about the situation. Fair enough, nobody got shot or died or anything like that. That's, well, you know, I'm glad for that. But, you know, I would have liked to have at least had some sort of information as to what's going on in my community. Do you understand? So, you know, all the people from Lewisham, if you've got any information, please don't hesitate to let me know what you think happened. I want to know. I don't want to think. I don't want somebody to think what happened. I want to know what happened. I want facts. Yeah. And yeah, anybody from Lewisham, from now, if I see you, I'm going to follow you. Feel free to follow me as well. But yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, I've downloaded this app today. I'm looking forward to, you know, meeting new people and seeing what comes of it. So, yeah, happy audio booing. And I hope you enjoyed my boo. I hope it wasn't too boring for you. But, yeah, Lewisham Borough all the way. Blue Borough.